In the life divine, we can expect, therefore, three things. The discussion as to whether ultimate reality exists or not, whether there is anything like ultimate at all, is a very important discussion. Is there anything like the ultimate? Secondly, there is a statement of physical and psychological facts. You can look for these facts in the life divine. Not only that, but significance of all these facts. Their relationship with the ultimate reality, which Sri Aurobindo establishes after a thorough discussion whether there is such a reality or not. And the entire statement is intellectual. Intellectual meaning thereby something that is seizable in terms of ideas. This is the essentiality of intellect. Not images, but ideas. Art, poetry, music, these are the vehicles in which symbols and images play a role. Philosophy and science are the two fields where ideas play the role, not symbols and not images. This is a speciality of intellectuality. When you say this is intellectual statement, if you bring images, it will be secondary. Not that they are completely eliminated, but as an aid, as a subordinate statement. Plato, for example, wrote his philosophy and his dialogues are regarded as poetic. The way in which he expresses his prose is poetic in its character because it abounds with images. But still, it is philosophy because its fundamental character is ideative, not imaginative. Images are brought in only as a subordinate strain. So whenever you take up a book of philosophy, or if you want to write philosophy, then you should be careful to state your statements in terms of ideas. That is the intellectual vigor of a philosophical statement. And then you strive to bring out what is called significance. Now this idea of significance is very important. Significance is a word which implies meaning. This is what is something that is not written in the world anywhere. I may see a huge mountain. Nowhere it is written that mountain is huge. You see the hugeness, but hugeness is not written anywhere on the mountain. You see the facts as they are, but what they mean is not given anywhere. Therefore, science does not give you the significance of facts. Science only gives you, describes colorlessly the facts as they are. Philosophy differs from science because it asks the question, do these facts imply any meaning? Now, from where does this question arise? It is not suggested by the facts themselves. If you just look around in the world, in the world, there is nowhere, anywhere written, look, this has a meaning. So you don't get from sense experience any idea of meaning. And yet we do raise this question. Human beings have a faculty, and this is called a special faculty of pure reason. The pure reason has in it, embedded in it, as it were, a search for meaning. The full exercise of the search for meaning constitutes the heart of philosophy. You may study anything, you may describe anything, but if you don't raise the question as to what is the meaning, then there is no philosophy as yet. It is the attempt to know the meaning of this, if there is any meaning at all. Ultimately, you may come to the conclusion there is no meaning. But after having examined whether there is meaning or not, after examining even the meaning of meaning, once you examine even the concept of meaning itself, you don't assume the meaning of meaning, you examine the meaning of meaning, then come to the conclusion that if there is a meaning, then you state what is the meaning of all the facts that you perceive. This is a very difficult task. Now, it is very significant that the Life Divine, the very first chapter of the Life Divine, begins with a chapter called The Human Aspiration. It is the most important, or you might say quintessential philosophical question. Human aspiration means human search of meaning. Human beings aspire. This aspiration springs from a search for meaning. There is no aspiration if there is no search for meaning. What do I aspire for? I aspire to fulfill a sense of meaning. So the very starting point of the great magnum opus goes straight to the most important question of philosophy. Sri Aurobindo raises the question of the search of meaning. Everything else falls in its proper place if you first fix this. Is there a human aspiration? That is the basic fact that he is putting a question before us. Is there a human aspiration? Has there been a continuity of this aspiration? What are the facts? And facts are to be seen colorlessly. What are the psychological facts? What are the physical facts which would express to you the significance of this aspiration, the meaning of this aspiration? Ultimately, you may come to the conclusion there is no such aspiration at all, that human beings have been haphazard, looking for this, looking for that, giving up this thing now, giving up that thing then. There is no system in it, there is no meaning in it. It is simply haphazard movement. That could be one of the ways by which you can look upon all the facts of the world. But you can put a question, is it so? Is that so? Is that what your study of facts give you that meaning? Is the whole history of mankind haphazard movement? Is it a story of an idiot? Or is there any meaning in it? Is it a rational or suprarational, meaningful search? So the entire edifice of philosophy depends upon this basic important point. If you say that, if you decide from the very beginning that there is no meaning at all, then you write the first chapter and close it. That's the end of it. If this is your conclusion, that there has been no aspiration at all in mankind, There is no search for meaning at all. If this is your conclusion, then you don't need to find significance of psychological facts, physical facts, or ultimate relationship with real reality. Nothing at all is relevant. That is a conclusion. Even to make this statement, you have to be a very, very competent philosopher. You should really know what meaning is and what is the meaning of the absence of the meaning and how you can establish that there is no meaning. It requires a great competence. The mark that this book is preeminently philosophical in character is a very starting point. It is as it were when you... I very often, when I read the Life Divine, I feel as if I am in the presence of a huge orchestra played by 1,000 musicians at the same time. And as you enter into this orchestra, you start with a huge dong, the first dong in which everything is contained, as it were. And this very chapter, this human aspiration, when I read this statement, human aspiration, is the dong. The first call, as it were, it awakens you from your ordinary pursuits of thought or experience and awakes you to the search of meaning. A new level of consciousness arises. As soon as you take up the book and start the very starting point of human aspiration, you are already in the realm of philosophy. And then the whole book may be regarded, entire Life Divine is nothing but an answer to this question. Is there a human aspiration? What does history tell us? That means the whole world history is to be examined at the very outset. All psychological facts of human history, unless you make a complete study of all the psychological facts of history, you cannot arrive at a conclusion. And since the psychological facts are very much connected with the whole geographical world, physical world, or the universe, in fact, a human aspiration brings up the questions of all psychological facts and physical facts, their interrelationships, relationship with man. The wealth of historical knowledge that is required for understanding this book is tremendous. In fact, the very first paragraph is an account of the whole history of mankind in one paragraph. And so stated, so briefly, the highest competence of knowledge, highest competence of the skill of writing, the highest skill of a vision, all combined together in the supreme manner, is manifest in the very first paragraph.